If you haven't already, follow the walking instructions under Moore's grave and then continue this audio clip. Sent to America from Ireland at age 13 or 15 with eight brothers by their widowed mother, William Moore lived in North Carolina by 1776. He first lived in today's Dysartsville, southwest of Marion, 55 miles east by modern roads and near the site of the 1781 Battle of Cane Creek. A stockade around the Muddy Creek Mission there, a community meeting house and Presbyterian church, was known as Moore's Fort. No other details are known about his life prior to that year, when he took command of a company of Patriot Militia Cavalry around age 50. The company of part-time soldiers served under his brother-in-law, Brigadier General Griffith Rutherford, during the Cherokee Campaign of September 1776. His company apparently was sent ahead of the main force to scout and camped above Hominy Creek to await them at the spot visited later on this page. Moore also led a separate raid in November that burned the town of Steekoa and attacked a number of Cherokee camps, detailed in a letter to Rutherford. He apparently got as far as the valley containing the modern town of Cherokee, though there were no major villages there at the time. A number of Cherokee men and women were murdered in the raid. Moore reported no casualties among his men, though a dispute with them over disposition of their prisoners turned ugly. See our Pigeon River campsite page for that story. Moore added a comment in the letter that he surely recalled 4 years later as he served with the Patriots in the Overmountain Campaign that ended in victory at the Battle of Kings Mountain in South Carolina. He wrote, "I have one thing to remark, which is this, that where there is separate companies united into one body without a head commander of the whole, I shall never embark in such an expedition hereafter, for where every officer is a commander, there is no command." Moore served in the Lincoln County Regiment of Patriot Militia in 1779 and 80. Shortly before his unit joined the Overmountain Men in October 1780, their colonels had decided the exact same thing at Bedford Hill and chosen an overall commander. Moore was taken with this area. He returned the next year and built a blockhouse, Fort Moore, and home at the spot visited below, part of a tract of 640 acres. After the war, he was a justice of the peace and sheriff of what then was still Burke County. He died at 85 or 86 in 1812. The marker here and the monument below may overstate Moore's history, but he certainly was one of the first European-American settlers west of the French Broad River, which runs through modern Asheville. Follow the driving instructions under Camp and Home Site, and then scroll to our next audio clip.